The room today with Oliver's talk about challenges in modern visualization. The stage is yours.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. So I'm Oliver, and as you said, I will talk a bit about the new challenges that's in fact already existing, but are also coming in the virtualization world. So first, I'm the CEO of Fates, a company doing open source software in virtualization things in general. I'm a former system administrator. I'm using Xen since a while now, so I'm more Xen guy. I created the project called Xen Orchestra, which is a backup management solution for initially Xen Server and then XCPNG, which is also a project I started as a fork of Xen Server. And as I said earlier, this project is now hosted inside the Linux Foundation, thanks to Lars. If you want to have access to some details of the presentation, then it's available on this link. So sometimes I won't go in some deep details, and if you want to learn more, you will be able to take a look at those links. So I'm not someone really deeply technical, so I'm not a kernel hacker or Xen hacker, but I'm more, as I said, from the user side of virtualization. So the thing is, as my position of, you know, selling support for open source solution, I'm a lot on the field. Could be at this kind of conferences, but also meeting with developers or people who might actually decide to take this or that solution. So this gave me a way to, I think, feel a bit what's going on in this world. So that's a non-technical talk, but more an overview on what's going on. And a funny thing I hear a lot on the field is that people seem to forget that virtualization is almost everywhere, because people said, I would say people's more exec in general, but anyway, people said, I'm reading or seeing a lot of stuff about, you know, the trend of going everything to the cloud, using orchestration, whatever, and without even noticing it, they are very likely using, not them directly, but the thing that they are using are on top of virtualization. So I think it's somehow a good sign that it's pretty everywhere, and even now in places that we didn't suspect maybe a few years ago. But against that, it means that there is new challenges that will come with this position of virtualization. So those challenges are, I mean, three main topics. The big one is obviously security. I think you might know why. About the performances, and finally, about all the new use cases. So what about security? When I use the word we, I'm not talking about, you know, very technical people or people aware or security researchers, but the you know, the average admin or the average exec, maybe. The trend that we all saw is coming from the layer one, the hardware, and then adding more and more layers on top. So, I mean, there is an explanation, because it's easier for people to do some stuff because you have more abstraction. But the thing is, by going more and more on top, then you tend to forget what's going on the bottom. So for example, I started with virtualization, then a public cloud, then orchestration, containers orchestration, serverless. But it seems that somehow your code has to run on some hardware somewhere in the end, and even developerless. So this is a thing on Twitter, if you click on the link. There's some people that can